Speaking of qualifiers, Silver Slipper yesterday.
Yes.
Was certainly a huge qualifier, and it, our interviewee shortly is our China Doll interview of the week.
Feature racing interview brought to you by China Doll, the award-winning restaurant located at the historic Finger Wharf at Woolloomooloo. It takes creative dining in Sydney to another level. We will be there this afternoon. I can't wait for it. Nice Gary Portelli, master trainer of juveniles, if you believe what you read in the newspaper,
what
Raymond.
What are you saying?
Mate, I'll tell you what. I'd love to have a PR department as strong about you as Gary Portelli.
Well, if he keeps training two row winners like Time to Rain yesterday, it's proof. The proof is there, and Gary's on the line. Good morning, Gary. And well, the proof was there yesterday, wasn't it? He was dominant Time to Rain.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yes, he was. And don't forget, Ray, we did win a Group 1 Manicato with Rebel Day in 8, so
yes,
we can stretch them out.
Absolutely.
So now you're upset with the publicity department because they're overlooking
mate, you learn, mate, all publicity is good publicity. And but sometimes you get bracketed a little bit too much. But, look, it's not a bad tag to have when you've got studs and breeders that love to see their horses race early. And, it's all about turnover for the breeders. And, I've sort of made sure that we've marketed ourselves at doing a good job with young horses, and it's all starting to work out nicely. All them years of watching Clary Connors and John Hawks and whatever, picking their brains and learning from these guys is, starting to work out because we're getting better stock and, we get into the track and do things like we saw yesterday.
Did you ever lose faith based on the previous run? It was probably... I don't know whether it was a return to form or a consolidation of form.
Look, I don't think we actually was a losing faith, Jimmy. He hadn't proved himself up until Warwick Farm, probably as it was. He won a couple of races and didn't beat much, but didn't really do it with any real authority when he won them two-year-olds. So, I'm thinking, well, he probably knows Cyril Range. He was beating him by 8 at that time, and she was a machine. He might be a lesser version of it, but, a nice horse to have, don't get me wrong. And then we went to Warwick Farm and he did a lot wrong, over-raced badly, did a lot, as I said, a lot wrong. He didn't find a real lot, but most horses would have been beaten 10 after pulling as hard as what he did in the early stages. But he battled away to beat 2. His work was sensational on Tuesday morning, and he's just come on physically and, he had to prove himself yesterday for everyone, really, I said after the race, my post-race interview, I'm back in his camp now for sure.
Yeah. Well, obvious question now then, Gary, is how does he compare with She Will Reign post-Silver Slipper?
Well, look, he's certainly on his way now after yesterday's, that yesterday was supposedly the cream of the two-year-olds. Everyone's making excuses for wet tracks and everything, but... we usually get wet tracks through this time of year, so we're hoping for our sake that we're going to keep getting them. So at least we've got that box ticked, and I think he's certainly starting to grow on us. He's a stallion proposition. There's all these things that come with these big two-year-old races, and now he's won a Group 2. He's probably values through the roof now. He's a half-brother to a Group to a Gold Slipper winner himself. So, he's getting there, but, when... She was a machine, She Will Reign. She's something special to me, and it'll take a big effort to topple her.
Well, I was going to say 4 weeks out, 3 weeks and 6 days out from a Golden Slipper. What's the plan?
We'll stick to the plan. It was to go around in the Todman, which is the same weekend that She Will Reign actually got her colours lowered that day, and she was beaten by Follick, and then she came out and won the Slipper a fortnight later. But we're not planning on getting beaten, but... The sort will bounce back, there's no doubt. He's a top colt. I've actually said to James, just stirring in, that it's his Slipper to lose this year. And I might have been a little bit shaky now, but there's no doubt over 1,200, it'll be very hard to beat the sort. So it'll be an interesting race in a fortnight, and then the Slipper 2 weeks later.
That's like Liverpool FC in the English Premier League. It's theirs to lose.
Now, don't say that. They're getting the waffles.
Well, that's the feeling I had all the way through with Cheryl Ray. I just thought, well, I can't stuff this up. I've got the horse. I finally got a horse that can win a Slipper. Now it's my job to make sure she can. And so, it was more a feeling of just basically getting the job done when she won. But with this bloke, it will be different because we haven't expected to win with this guy, but he just keeps improving, and that's the sort of horse you like to see going into these big races.
Exactly. You just don't know where the ceiling is, do you, Gary? Hey, Gary, can you have a view, or can you line up the Blue Diamond form yesterday compared to, say, the Silver Slipper form?
Too hard, right? Yeah. Isn't it really? You know, until they come up here and go around the Sydney way of going, which I feel is not the normal, a natural way for horses.
Yep.
Most Sydney horses will get around the Melbourne way easier than what they will come to Melbourne from Melbourne to Sydney. But yeah, look, it's hard to line up. But obviously, at that level, they're quality horses, and got a respect for anyone that's winning these big races, that's for sure.
Mm. Look, if there's any other issues you have during the course of the week, Gary, about what the publicity department is doing for you, by all means, make contact straight away, and we'll rectify that. No problems, okay?
Well, I might go to sign a dial with you blokes, mate. It's one of the best restaurants in Sydney, so...
There we go.
Well, there we go. We'll be cutting that. That'll be on the promo next week.
Well, it is. I've been there every time we go to Sydney, which is very rarely that I get away, because I was working, but when we get to go to lunch, China Dolls are, you know, our favourite restaurant. So interesting, it's the sponsor of this segment.
Now listen, if you're angling for, if you are interviewed,
do,
that you get the
I
free
food. Like the pork belly. Yeah.
Oh, I think we're doing the banquet today. But look, Gary, we will be thinking of you as we're getting stuck into our entree. Mate, congratulations yesterday. And look, exciting times. Good luck over the next couple of weeks. Mm.
Hopefully I'm talking again soon.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, guys.
Gary Portelli there. That feature racing interview was brought to you by China Doll and Fairdick, and Portelli, he's the best.
Very
trying
impressive
to get him a start today. Yeah. Tell you what, if you'd rung a little bit earlier, we might have got him in there. Anyway.